It has been top news that several worms were found in a popular food snack. The woman who bought the snack felt filthy after taking a bite into the worm-filled snack. She called the company to complain. At first, the company tried to cover up this incident surreptitiously because they knew it could happen sometimes. The company said that it was her fault because they make their products in a sterile environment where no worms could possibly get in. They even stated that she could try to sue the company if she wanted to. The company goaded her into fury, so she posted the whole story with the picture of the worm snack. Then a pundit, who was an employee of the company, argued that worms can occur in any snack that is made out of rice, and it is the consumer's fault for not eating the snack right away. People who saw the pictures online said that the company was being irresponsible and voluble only in words. In spite of a poor invective, the company kept their silence. Consumers were mad at them because the brand was very famous and most people had loved their food. Even though the company realized the seriousness of the event, they said their foods were not pernicious. The consumers were still angry at their shoddy treatment. People said, "How can we trust the food of this company when it did not even give an apology for such a trivial incident?" Many decided not to consume the company's deteriorated food. Finally, the company's president and the consumer who found the worms made a tentative agreement to meet. The president, who was in a robust form, apologized for his employees' arrogance and irresponsibility. Also, he said that he would do his best to foster better relations with consumers. Unlike Wiley employees, the president actually tried very hard to calm consumers' anger. His actions slacked the consumers' thirst for an apology.